Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, Christy with the news, Donnie Baker calls in, and comedian Jeff Bodart. But first, why the internet is much better than the radio.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Getting Hit in the Nuts. First, here's the sound of a bunch of guys watching an internet video at work. This one features a horrific, painful, and even life-threatening accident.
Okay, guys, watch this.
Wow, that was great. Now, here's the sound of the same guys listening to the same sounds of the same guy get hit in the same nuts, but on the radio.
Hey guys, listen to this.
I gotta go back to work.
Well, there you have it, America. Proof positive that when it comes to seeing some poor guy get whacked in the sack, nothing beats the internet.
Hey, especially at work.
Hey, have you guys seen this one?
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra. Yeah.
This room just got a lot more
handsome, baby.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Nope, not talking about you, you weirdo.
I look around the room. That's Chick McGee over there, clearly. You can see
I have an email.
We'll get to it in a minute.
All
we
right.
have things to do over here.
All right.
Chick is behind the
eight ball.
John Deere sports desk.
And the eight ball.
Cozying up to our guest, comedian Jeff Bodart. We'll talk with Jeff in a second. That's Ace, that's Josh, this is Tom, and that's Christy Lee, the lady of the house. And you have a letter you're going to interrupt the show with? This better be good.
This is the actual email, word for word. It's
All right.
from Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, I seen on Discovery or Nat Geo that we know more about Mars than we do our oceans.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's right.
No, I think he's right, yeah.
Well, he's not right. They're bad. Grammar.
Although, I will say, you can get some really nice seaside real estate in Mars very cheap.
On Mars.
No, it's in Mars. Trouble. Remember, they found the lake in Mars? Remember last week they announced that?
They crazy.
They found water underneath the surface of Mars, so people are getting all excited
that there's life there.
There's water, there's life.
You spend $50 billion to get there and bring back a gallon of Mars water. But you can't drink
Mars
it with a straw.
Water.
Don't drink that with a straw, you environment-destroying loser. We have a lot to get to here. Christy, do you have anything of interest over there?
Yeah, I have a couple of things. Deputies in North Carolina arrested a suspect who they say robbed a 9-year-old lemonade vendor of $17 at gunpoint.
Oh, my God.
At gunpoint?
Yeah, no kidding.
An incident which led to more than $200 in donations and a riding lawnmower. Tony Underwood of the Union County Sheriff's Office says detectives obtained security camera footage which showed a person who matched the suspect's description and was in proximity to the robbery scene.
You robbed a lemonade stand?
Yep.
At gunpoint.
At gunpoint.
Now, then, did the cops bust the lemonade stand for not having the proper licensing?
They did not.
They've been doing that all
They have been doing that, but they did not in this case.
All right, Bobby.
poor little
get
kid.
Down.
Apparently, Country Time Lemonade has set up funds for legal.
Because it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't give a damn. Tina, don't run this neighborhood.
This is ridiculous.
Jude, you ever hear my story when the kid set up the lemonade stand in my neighborhood? I of course, stopped and bought a nice cup of cold
lemonade.
Well,
that's not lemonade in your name. Isn't it sparkling water or something?
It was lemonade, okay?
No, you don't live in a
My community is gated to keep you out. Enjoyed a nice thing. And as I was pulling away on my bike, he goes, hey, wait, can you come back? Can you give me the glass back? It's the only one.
He said, well, when life hands you lemons.
Wanted you to,
see?
Wanted you to drink it.
If you were nicer, I'd laugh at that.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, Christy.
A collection of sex toys caused the partial closure of Berlin's Schorfeld Airport on Tuesday.
God bless you. Yeah,
that's right.
According to federal police, airport employees were X-raying luggage when they discovered a suspicious content in a piece of luggage. The airport's D terminal closed while a bomb squad was called in. The bag's owner refused to say what was in the bag.
Dildos.
Only that it contained "quote unquote" technical stuff.
If the guy won't say what's in there,
was it a guy or a girl?
Throw him in jail till he decides to.
Was it a guy or a girl?
Who cares?
You're assuming. After an hour, investigators learned the bag.
It was in Germany. It was a guy.
Contained numerous sex toys, including a vibrator.
Fake muff.
A fake muff?
I thought you said fake news.
Don't they know that TSA that you don't really have bombs shaped like a giant rubber fist as a general?
Oh my gosh.
But the fact that the guy wouldn't just say what it was, though, really?
Yeah, just say. Just fess up.
Come on, Hans.
Right.
Admit that you've got a leather jock strap and a 6-foot dildo in there, okay?
How about weighing in his face?
Man, you're really assuming this person, and you're saying a guy. Let's find out.
Okay,
hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
And this ain't really actual news compared to my experience.
Uh-oh.
I swear to God. Well, my mom, Phyllis, one time tried to travel with her double donger, and it was so big that Delta made her gate check it.
Wow, that's big.
We got a picture. Ain't nothing more embarrassing than a pink tag on a double donger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my Aunt Putty, one time she shut down the entire Chattanooga Greyhound station for like 7 hours one time when their two Benoit balls got loose.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. No. Josh, she's rolling all about the concourse. She's on her way to Dolly World again, and they're rolling in the concourse, look like a live Ouija board. And you should have seen the people's running, screaming like it was a wrestler, Chris Benoit, running loose.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I guess in the melee, somebody kicked one of the balls under a cigarette machine, so they finally had to bring in the canine dogs to sniff it out before they reopened the terminal.
Mm.
I swear to God. Hey, you guys was talking yesterday about people getting drunk and ordering stuff online again and stuff.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Have you ever gotten a little tipsy and gone online, Donnie, bought something?
Hell no, Tom. I need a cosigner to qualify for speedy points. I don't shop online.
Oh.
But plus, they don't like it when you use the computer drunk at the library neither.
Oh.
They don't?
But my Uncle Sonny with you, he's known for getting blackout drunk and ordering stuff. I'm surprised he wasn't on your news report, Christy. Well, one time he bought an 82-piece pocket knife set off one of them late-night TV infomercials.
Right.
And he ended up having to take a second loan out on his RV to pay for it. But the best part was the time he got blackout drunk and bought a Russian bride online. Swear to God.
That's a hell of a purchase.
You should have seen the look on my Aunt Kitty's face when she opened the door right there on the porch. 6-foot blonde Russian chick named Olga on her front porch with a suitcase right in her hand.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And I guess Olga's like, hey, I'm Olga. I'm Sonny's new wife. Well, Kitty don't take to that. And I swear to God, she boxed her ears right there. And the old lady, no, they was about to have a problem. Then they start wrestling around, pulling hair like you chicks do when you fight, scratching, biting each other, tearing each other's clothes off. And now the two of them are married and own a bed and breakfast in Vermont.
Oh, happy ending.
I swear to God. I felt sorry for my Uncle Sonny. I felt bad for him because he ended up losing his wife,
right,
lost his RV, and his pocket knife collection in the divorce.
Oh.
And even worse, he's still got 4 more years of payments before Ogle's completely paid for. I gotta go.
There's a little bit more to this story. Apparently, it's a vibrator they thought was a hand grenade.
Wow.
They ordered the evacuation. The owner of the offending luggage was reportedly a 31-year-old man who said he bought the vibrator for his girlfriend. After the shutdown,
Hans,
he was allowed to continue his journey with the sex toy still in his luggage.
His girlfriend Hans? I see.
Am I allowed to talk yet? Is that the...
Sure, yeah, what do you got?
No, nothing. I don't got anything.
Well, then you're not.
All right.
But thanks for coming.
That guy.
Seems rude. I just felt like, oh, my God.
It does seem a little cold from you this morning.
Jeff?
I wasn't brought in yet.
We love Jeff.
I'm allowed to talk.
No, I just introduced him. It wasn't his segment yet. We had
Oh, okay.
I understood that Donnie was on hold. I suppose I could have put Donnie off to
fine. You're gonna
find
want,
out about what's exciting
you're gonna
in
want
Jeff's
something,
young life.
Jeff has.
What does Jeff have?
What?
Jeff, what do you have? What do you got?
To bring us a wand?
I brought in several wands to show.
Yes.
I forgot about this.
Oh, my gosh. We were.
Could we set this up, please? besides being a professional comedian, Jeff is a started as a hobby. Do you carve these wands? Or...
Yeah, sometimes I use a knife, and I use a Dremel.
Dremel, okay. Nice.
And then I shape them.
Yeah.
And then I stain them.
What are they made out of?
Wood.
Okay.
My
any particular type?
Now, how does one distinguish a wand from a stick?
Well,
this is a fair question.
These have elegant designs,
I see.
And I have a stone glued to it.
My daughter was looking at wands the other day. We were in a store because they already have their Halloween stuff out. Don't even get me started.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, I have a friend who makes wands. She said, really? I go, yes.
Now, do you suggest in your marketing for these wands that there is some kind of magic power that comes with them?
I think the magic lies within the owner.
That's right.
Oh, that's one of Tom's favorite things.
The magic has been inside you all this time.
It is the power of intent.
And if you just click your heels.
That's right.
Okay.
This helps focus your intent.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if we can cast a spell on Tom. Do you have a handy wand?
Yeah.
A handy wand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. He's got an old box.
That looks like
got a case.
That looks like my old makeup bag.
My
grandma's
it might
makeup
be.
Bag.
That is like the first carry-on.
That literally was
That's
my grandmother's
vintage,
makeup bag.
Vintage 50s
this is
purple. Okay, now we've got a stick.
Okay. Now, what wood
Describe
is this?
That, Josh.
That's actually made of yew wood.
All right, it's sort of a spiral.
It's made of
it's
Josh
got a,
Arnold
sort of
wood?
A spiral
with a
stick
design. Yeah, it's a stick.
Spiral stick.
And it's actually got at the base of it. It's got indentations for your fingers.
Sure.
So you can hold it out.
Yeah.
Now am I holding the wand properly?
Yeah, I believe so. That is my personal wand.
Oh,
don't smell it.
That explains.
It is not a poop stick.
And you didn't want to let him talk.
That's the prostate wand.
Jeff, what two stones are these?
That is a garnet right there, and that is a choroit.
What would this magic wand
is for love?
What would this list for? What would this list for?
I would list that for $80.
$80.
And I
would you pay?
As soon as you said $80, I wanted to snap it in half so bad to just see what
now,
you would do.
You know, you call a group of whales, of course, a pod of
Here,
whales.
You call
a group of these wands. Kindling.
No, I thought you were going to go, what do you call a group of wand
it's
buyers?
Now this one.
Hang on a second.
I'll just show you that.
Oh,
that
look
is,
at that.
What
like
are you
that
smelling
one.
It for?
Oh, it
you
smells
are
like,
smelling
smells
it
like,
for
It smells like lacquer.
It smells like shellac.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Seriously,
did this begin as a traditional one would find in the woods stick?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
yes, sir. That's how they come.
Did you walk through the woods to pick this one?
No, I ordered that, and that came from, I believe, England.
Wait a minute.
This wood came from England.
That did.
Did you carve
from
it?
From the Shire?
Did you carve it, or did it come carved?
No, I carved it.
Okay.
What, you buy the wood online? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep into your quote-unquote business plan. What,
this may have been
what does the raw stick cost you from Shire?
I ordered a box of sticks. I don't want to let all the cats out of the bag here, but I bought a small box of sticks, that stick, for about $30.
Uh-huh. So how many sticks were in the box?
Maybe a dozen.
All right.
Okay, so the markup on these babies.
Hey, hey.
Well, Tom, it's not like we have sticks here in America.
These are magic wands.
That is you wood, sir.
That's
and
right.
It's not like somebody is in California sending him sticks that they think now,
what are is
from
the recommended
England.
Usage of a so-called wand?
Whatever you want to use it for, nerd things or...
Here, let me one. I want to play with one. You bring one for the Chickster?
Yeah.
I'll gladly
kind of
pay you
one.
For a wand next week if you give it to me today.
Here you go.
They are nicely shellacked, so there won't be any splintering.
In your ass.
So this is a nubby wand.
It is nubby, yeah.
Why
yeah.
is it nubby? Is this for juniors? Is this a baby
Christy,
wand?
It's the same very, reason. It's the same reason they rib condoms.
This
for your pleasure.
It seems substantial and very magical.
We're reviewing, feels a little weighty, doesn't it?
We're reviewing the magic wands produced by our guest, Jeff Bodart.
You want to comment on this glob? Yeah.
You may.
It's a stone.
Oh, it's a stone. Oh.
Why is there just one stone? These aren't like.
What do you want? Several?
I want it bedazzled, dude.
You know what? Maybe this was a mistake. Maybe this was.
No.
I thought it was a nice conversation
Jeff, seriously,
piece.
Seriously, if someone.
Once
let's just say someone's listening to our show right now and they're.
Yeah.
And they
let's
want
just say
a wand.
They're heavily intoxicated and think. Boy, right. I sure would like to have my own magic wand.
Yeah.
Where would they...
They can go on Facebook and look up Tarbo Wands.
Tarbo.
It's not
Tarbo.
A wand unless it's a...
Tarbo wand.
And how do you spell Tarbo?
They're the Cadillac of wands.
They are. T-A-R-B-O.
Okay.
The quality goes
Tarbo
in.
Tarbo Wands.
The quality goes in and before the name goes on.
Tarbo.
Tarbo.
Tarbo stands
Ooh.
For what? Tarbo stands for what?
It's an anagram of my last name without the D.
Well, no wonder.
That's kind of.
Well, that's like the, what a code. Isn't that what they used during World War II to?
I'm like the whisper over here.
Yes. The Enigma machine.
The Enigma machine.
You know what? I can just take my wand.
You just don't want him to be a wand magnate, do you?
Tell
me a little bit about this wand here. Do you grip it by the stone?
But you could. You know that. That started off as a really big one.
Now is this?
And then it broke.
Is this? hang on.
This is a broken wand.
No, if it were meant to be a longer one, it would have been.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
That's very zen.
Yeah. So do you sit around your? You do own a home.
I do own a home.
And I remember you won the lottery, so that.
Of course, he owns a home. He's got wand money, Tom.
Got wand money laying around.
He's a wand magnate.
I'm rolling in wands.
Do you have a front porch on your place?
Yeah, sort of.
Do you sit there?
A stoop? Is there a stoop?
It's not much of a porch. I sit on the back patio area, which is really the side.
Oh, so you don't like Jed Clampett it out there in front?
No.
You want him to whittle a wand?
Yeah, where do you do the whittling?
In the garage.
Okay.
Garage door open.
Yeah.
For ventilation.
Yeah. Of course.
And in case any chicks come by.
Yeah.
Because you'd talk about a panty
dropper.
I got a
mask and some
now,
glasses
sort of,
on.
Now, what sort of stone is this? Is this a Semanite stone?
Yes, that's a jism.
You know what? As I remember, you were interested in having a wand.
I am. I love that is, this. I don't know if I would have chosen this
that
wand.
That is a citrine stone.
What's the Bob and Tom cast show member discount?
I don't know. We can talk about that.
Perhaps a picture of me and my wand on my Instagram to give you a little product.
Give you a 5% discount.
5%?
Knock
do you know
down
how many to... Instagram followers he has?
Who, him?
That's
He's got over 80 followers.
That's right. 80 confirmed people. They're
I'm
not
sorry,
robots.
So once again, you go to Facebook and you, what is it?
Tarbo Wands. You just look up Tarbo Wands.
Tarbo Wands.
Tarbo Wands.
Tarbo.
Okay. Yeah. Last time you were on the show, how many did you sell?
I think about 8.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Wow.
I didn't know that many of our listeners were third shifters that were that intoxicated this early on.
Well, somebody said there was...
You hear how you're not helping, right?
Oh, sorry.
Have you started selling them after shows?
I did.
Did you actually sell one after a show?
I sold 3 after the show shows in
Lexington. We told you. Yes.
And
yes.
This is why they have a 2-drink minimum.
You know what? This needs like some sort of Tarbo on it.
Yeah, I can.
Like
the
letter. You need to brand
I can now laser engrave them.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there you go.
Won't they catch on fire?
Well, you have to be in that area.
Very careful laser.
I used to laser engrave wood bats all the time, and they. Yeah, you just you treat it a little bit first.
Will you stop shoving down our throats? You used to work for Rawlings, okay? We all know it.
I laser engraved a bat for you, if you remember.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you put on it? Did the Chick McGee logo?
I put Chick McGee. I made it look just like a pro bat.
Swinging for the fences.
Where is the bat?
It is in my
storage,
my bedroom. No, it is actually. I know exactly.
I gave Christy one, Tom one, Bob one. I gave everybody one.
Where's the football phone I gave you a few years ago?
The football phone.
I made you a pink bat.
And it is also in my bedroom.
Well, you don't remember, huh?
No, I don't know where it is.
Well, a pink, a pink bat. Huh?
You took his friendship.
In the bedroom.
Don't.
What did she do, Josh? She took your friendship and threw it away.
Yep. To give you a gift is
it
to
was before
waste
we were
time
friends.
And money.
Okay, well,
you were just trying to buy the job.
Out of the mouths of broads.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.